122 hotels, 4,000 restaurants, 105 casinos, and 107 attractions are opening in Puerto Rico.
Wow.
Now, here's the reopening date. Caribe Hilton, July 1. Tefesi Beach, March 1st. Comfort Inn, San Juan, May 1st. Condola Plaza Hilton, July 1. Condola Lagoon Villas, Caribe Hilton, July 1. Dorado Beach, Ritz-Carlton, October 1st. El Canaro by Lagoon Lapel, May 31st. El Conquistador, Waldorf Astoria, April 1. El San Juan Hotel, Curio Collection Hilton, October 1st. Embassy Suites, Dorado Del Mar Beach and Golf, April 1st. Embassy Suites Hotel, San Juan, April 1st. And most of them are April. Holiday Inn Express, San Juan, Condado, June 1st. Howard Johnson Hotel, Ponce, February 1st. La Casadita Village at Waldorf Astoria Resort, May 22. Melilla, Cocoa Beach, Puerto Rico, November 1st. Ritz-Carlton, San Juan, October.
Mm-hmm.
Wyndham Grand Rio Mar, Puerto Rico Beach and Resort, March 1st. There's a new resort, Serafina Beach Hotel. The opening of its doors March 20th in the Condado District at San Juan.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. Hotel St. Regis on the Baja Beach is closed for new renovations through September. Hotels that are not announced, the dates reopening at Blue Horizon Boutique, Casa Fonvant, Casa Grande, Coral by the Sea, Los Angeles. This is a slew of hotels that are not giving any dates.
Wow.
So, Old San Juan, El Morro Castle Museum of Art, Cueva Ventana, Catamaran Rides, Trail Rides, Museum of Art in Ponce, the Rainforest, Zipline, Rio Grande, the Bacade Distillery Tours, they're all open right now.
Okay.
The Rainforest remains closed. They have very limited accessibility to the pass and rivers. It's greening up because they lost them all in the green.
Right.
So it's taken a while. Now, the cruise companies are coming in, but there's only like 60 shore excursions available. They had 80,000 passengers embark in San Juan through December. 85 are expected to go through January. They have 27 cruise ships calling in San Juan. So they're trying. They're trying to get everybody there.
Yeah.
St. Bart's is open. The commuter to Guadeloupe and St. Martin Grand Casas, they have. Trayland Aviation is flying to St. Bart's from San Juan and Antigua.
Mm-hmm.
Wind Air has daily flights from St. Martin, Seaborne from San Juan. electricity, water, and telecommunications are running up on the island. So they're doing pretty good. But they only have 50% of their villa inventory available.
Wow.
So they're still working on a lot of hotels in St. Bart's. And that's across from St. Martin.
Mm-hmm.
That neck of the woods. The Jimmy Buffett concert that was supposed to take place was wearing awareness of the island. They had it. There were three beach bars open at the time for the holidays. So they're trying to get people out there to know what's going on.
Sure.
Now, St. Martin, they basically have limited service. Major carriers have since increased their flights each month. From gateways of Atlanta, New York, Kennedy, Boston, Miami, Charlotte, Philly, Fort Lauderdale, as well as Canada and Europe. Spirit Air, however, has canceled several of its flights from the U.S. to St. Martin. Large tents have been erected at the airport for arrivals and departures at the main terminal gets worked on, I hope, by the end of the year. So this is how long it's going to be.
I mean,
everybody's got to understand. There's tentative openings, Bel Air Beach in March, Sea Palace Resort in April, Palm Court Hotel, Divvy Little Beach in May, Horny Toad Guest House fall of 2018, Oyster Bay Beach Resort December. The three Sanasta reports, the resorts that everybody goes to, they're closed until further notice.
Well,
they're not. The Westin St. Martin Dawn Beach, Allegra Hotel, Ocean Club, Royal Islander Resort, the Towers at Mullet Bay, Flamingo Resort, and Royal Palm Resort. They are all not opening. Summit Resort Hotel will not reopen. Timeshare resorts coming back online at Sea Palace, Sapphire Beach Resort, and the Atrium. And a lot of people do the timeshare. Close to 70% of the homes are expected to have power by January. Work on full cell phone reservations. Reception is still underway. Half the island is connected to water network. Water tank trucks are distributing water.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to go to St. Martin.
And when you say January, are you talking about next January or is this
past month?
Oh, the past January. Okay, so
yeah,
they're making progress.
They're giving me like a delay here for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
But you know what? It could be now. It doesn't mean it was done. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It really depends on how far along things go.
Right.
I can't. It's really tough.
Yeah.
Port of call for cruise ships started December 10th. They've had 5 cruise ships come into the island.
Wow.
And they were supposed to have about 12,000 passengers come in on 3 cruise ships in January. So whether they got there or not, I don't know. They're supposed to have the Heineken Regatta set for March 1st to the 4th with 45 racing teams. They're registered, but I hope the place is ready to go.
Yep. All right.
Small airport on the French side on the Dutch-French island is open.
Okay.
And it's served by Seabourn from San Juan as well as Air Antilles and Air Caribe. So I use consolidators for my airline.
Mm-hmm.
And they really give me an up-to-date if I can get people to wherever they got to go.
Okay, cool.
The big airlines are not going to tell you that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're all hedging, right? They don't want
to. Yeah, they'll get you to San Juan,
right.
But you got to get the other way, and they may not tell you how to get there.
Right.
88% of the island of the households have been restored for the electricity. Water and communications are back, although cell service is spotty. Roads have been cleared. Several beaches have been reopened, including Orient Beach, which is a setup with umbrellas and beach chairs. Many restaurants, bars, and businesses have reopened their doors around the island and the darling capital of Grand Cas, including Cafe Siga. So you have to know.
Yep.
The perfume boutique, John, that's...
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor with my master's in counseling, and I'm also nationally certified. And I have a small private practice here in Flemington. I have been doing Counselor's Chat for a number of years now, and my main purpose is to provide some information on good mental health and to promote good mental health and to remove the stigma from seeking out counseling if you have issues in your life where you're struggling. So with that being said, my topic today is about struggling and struggling within relationships and to gain intimacy and what that's about and how what healthy relationships look like. And I picked this topic because today is Valentine's Day. So I wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day. Now, Valentine's Day is not just a day that we pick to celebrate our love for each other and romantic love. It's actually named after a saint. So we used to say Happy Saint Valentine's Day. So it actually is a bit of a religious holiday, though we've kind of lost that aspect to it. But I'm sitting here now. I know some of you are able to see video of the show. I haven't gotten to that technological expertise yet, but I will. But if you were sitting here or you were watching the program, you would see that the office is filled with, or the studio is filled with red balloons. I mean, I'll take a picture and post it later, and flowers and cards and boxes of chocolates, and it's actually very lovely. I was surprised when I walked in to see all of this festivity here in the studio. So relationships, what are they, and what is a healthy one anyway? We're all in relationship of some sort. I'm having a relationship with all of you right now who are listening, even though we are not seeing each other, but you are listening, and I'm hoping that that's happening. And as a consequence, we're relating. Relating doesn't necessarily mean that we see eye to eye on all things, but it means that we are listening to each other and observing each other and experiencing each other. And I think that's a huge aspect of a healthy relationship. So in a healthy relationship, I can create a situation and you create a situation where I can be me and you can be you. So that means we are genuine with each other and we can be us together. So I don't need to be adaptive. I don't need to put on a show. I don't need to be anything but who I am. And the same thing for you. I accept you for all of the things that you are, and you accept me for all of the things that I am. In a healthy relationship, I can grow, and I allow for you to grow, and you allow for me to grow, and we grow together. And that's really what a healthy relationship is about. Oftentimes, what I say when I start working with couples, I say to them, why do we pick the person that we pick? Why do we do that? Because it was just about having sex. Well, we can be sexual with anyone. That has nothing to do with it. There's some other reason that draws one person to another person. So often, it actually comes down to healing wounds. Healing wounds. So I pick someone because there's something about that person that mirrors emotional energy from my past. Emotional energy from my past. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let's say I grew up in a family where I have an alcoholic parent. I always swear I'm not going to marry an alcoholic, but 10 years into the marriage, my spouse is a workaholic, a shopaholic, addicted to gambling. It may not necessarily be alcohol, but there are definitely addictive issues. And it could also be I find that I'm married to someone who is addicted to alcohol, an addictive personality. And we find that we are now reenacting the issues of our childhood. We do it for several reasons. One is to heal those wounds from our childhood. One is because we think this way we can fix it. We think we deserve the pain because we couldn't fix it in the first place. And lastly, because it's familiar. The word family and familiar has the same Latin root. So I pick someone that is somehow familiar. So the song it's an oldie but goodie. I married a girl just like the girl that married dear old dad. Yeah, absolutely. So we find that as we look at our spouses or significant others, we think, oh my God, this person has traits like my mom or like my dad. Things that maybe at first we actually found attractive. Not realizing that what we were doing was reenacting situations where we have wounds from our childhood and we're trying to heal them. And the same thing, the person who picks me because there's aspects of wounds they need to heal also. Which is part of what happens is we start wounding each other in our relationships. And the relationships eventually fall apart because we have belief systems, because we have adaptations, because we are not genuine. I'm not growing, you're not growing, and our relationship is not growing. And ultimately it ends up being painful. So maybe I grew up in a situation where everything was so regimented. I find a mirror opposite, someone who is extremely fun-loving and spontaneous. 15 years into the relationship, I cannot stand that this person can't live on any kind of schedule and is chaotic and always just sort of jumping at things and running at putting fires out and it used to be I thought it was great and fun and spontaneous. Now it's irritating. And we also have belief systems that are in play. And when I say that, expectations of how the other person is going to be, romantic fantasies of what our relationship is going to be like. We live in a society where the struggle to have the relationship, our movies and romance books are filled to the brim of the struggle of the relationship until they get married and live happily ever after. And so we culminate the struggle in the marriage, and then it's going to be happily ever after. Somehow we buy that fantasy and it doesn't work. And we find out that we are not living happily ever after. And we are in pain. And you are in pain. And I am in pain. And we decide to move on. I'm also going to go through what I'd like to say, and this is from a book called Struggle for Intimacy by Janet Wojtitz. She lists different myths that we may have from our childhoods that affect our ability to have a healthy relationship. So if you're interested in the book, it's called Struggle for Intimacy by Janet Wojtitz, Woitiz. So I am going to go through some of those myths, see if they apply to you and how they are affecting your ability to have that relationship where you're both growing. You're growing, your significant other's growing, and you're growing as a couple. So I'm going to take a small commercial break, and I will be back in a few minutes, and we'll discuss some of these myths. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Mm-hmm.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I'm talking about relationships and strugglings with intimacy and some of the myths that we might have, and wishing you all also a happy Valentine's Day. Relationships can be a real struggle sometimes. And a lot of times it's because we come into them with this idea or ideal of what our relationship is going to look like. We have a tendency to overlook some things because we think that we're going to change that person if we love them enough. We think that this is temporary. We think that this is so much fun and they're going to grow out of it. So those are some things that we may think about someone else. However, we have also beliefs about ourselves. If I get too close to you, I might lose myself. I'm really afraid that my selfhood is going to somehow disappear, and we're going to be in an enmeshed relationship. So what that means is that there are no boundaries, and I don't know where you end and I begin, or where I end and you begin. We get married, we're together, we think that we are one. We don't realize that we are two, and I'm afraid to get involved with you because I don't want that to happen. And so I have this sense of insecurity. this fear of loss of self. And so I hold back. Because in a healthy relationship, being in relationship enhances the self and doesn't absorb it. You may have a belief system that says, if you really knew me, you wouldn't care that much about me. Well, the truth is you're probably not that good of an actor or actress. And your beloved probably already knows you and cares about you anyway. That fear of being found out is something that is based in shame. And if we grow up in a way where we have been shamed since childhood, it can cause part of that problem. So being in relationship, being able to show another person who you are and be cared about anyway is very healing. Another thing is that you might find out I'm not perfect. So there is that part of me that I was always trying to be perfect. I got to look perfect. I got to act perfect. I need the perfect job or else I'm not attractive. The reality is perfection doesn't exist. And part of the process of being in a relationship with someone, a long-term marriage and or living together, partnership, relationship, is you cannot and will not ever be perfect. Because I want to accept you, flaws and all, and I'm hoping that you accept me, flaws and all. And we have that possibility of growing together, learning from each other, supporting each other, listening to each other. The fear of abandonment that we have, that sometimes we have because of what we grew up with. Because childhood, observing our parents and their relationship, coming from a home where there's divorce, where there's addiction, mental illness, workaholism, all the things that I've talked about in the past, can create for a child a fear of abandonment. I bring that fear with me into my relationship. I'm willing to give someone my heart, but the problem is they may abandon me. And I'm not sure that I can live with that pain. So part of the process, not only accepting yourself as not being perfect, and the other person is not being perfect, it's also learning how not to abandon yourself. That means a good sense of self-esteem, self-care, self-worth. When I live, or when you live, in the fear of abandonment, you cannot truly open up and be who you are with another person. And it's a very lonely, fearful place to be. Causes lots of anxiety. And when we have this belief system that says when we're in a relationship, we're like one, that is a fantasy. In the real world, you are you, and I am me, and then there is us. And I share this with clients, couples, all the time. I draw, and I've shared it with you, I draw three circles, three sets of circles. The first top circles overlap so much that it looks almost like one circle. And that means we are as one. We are connected and enmeshed. And then I draw two circles that overlap slightly. And then at the bottom, I draw two circles that are distant and separate. When we are in that relationship where we're overlapping to the point where we are as one, we cannot sustain that. And ultimately, we end up in a position where we are at the very bottom, two separate, distinct circles living in the opposite corners of the house and calling lawyers. The amount of times I have couples that come in that say, when we first got together, we were inseparable. I gave up my friends for you, and I gave up my hobbies for you. This is part of that myth. In the real world, you are you and I am me, and together there is us. So if you were, again, in my office, I would take those circles that sort of overlap, and I put a Y for you, and I put an M for me, and I put a U for us in the middle, and it does spell the word yum. And that's what we're looking for. A healthy relationship. It's a little corny, I know. Nice, yummy relationship. We may believe that being vulnerable always has negative results. I can't really let you in. Well, it may be that early on you learn that lesson in your own household because you couldn't be you growing up. It was too dangerous. You had to protect yourself. Your real self actually in some ways had to go into hiding because being who you really were was too terrifying. You grew up in a situation where you were criticized, put down, and shamed. And it makes a situation where you're afraid to be vulnerable. And I end up with a belief system that says, the reality is, if I show my true self, I'm going to always get hurt. The problem is, the only way to true intimacy is through being vulnerable. Now that means I need to know who I am. And I need to know about what I feel. And I need to express myself when I am feeling weak, hurt, sad, needy. When I'm feeling strong, angry, adventurous. If I only show the strong an adventurous side of me. Because if I were to show my weak, vulnerable side, then I cannot have a full, intimate, healthy relationship. Yes, sometimes being vulnerable does mean we get hurt. We cannot live in a world where we're so isolated that we never get hurt. That is, unless we build a wall. But if I'm living behind a wall, it's a very lonely place to be. Healthy relationships have boundaries. That means there are times that I say no. There's times I might want to have some alone time, some space. Doesn't mean I leave the relationship. Means that I can come to you and talk to you about my deepest and darkest thoughts, fears, secrets, shames, and you love me and accept me anyway. Sometimes we have a belief system that says, if we really love each other, we will never argue or criticize each other. Well, this is not true, because in the real world, couples do argue from time to time and are even critical of each other at times. Now, I'm not suggesting that this is what we do all the time, but at times. Sometimes the criticism can be hard and harsh. If it comes from a place of honesty versus a place of control. So, in other words, I might be critical of something that's going on in your life. I might want to think of it maybe even as critiquing. I might be concerned for your health. Maybe you're a smoker. I was hoping that you would quit. You haven't quit yet. I may be critical of that. I may set up some boundaries around it. And I would want you to be healthy. When I have couples come to me and they're ready to divorce, but they say, oh no, we don't argue, that's because that's what's leading possibly to the divorce. We don't talk at all. Learning how to argue is really important in a relationship. Now, it's completely inappropriate, now talking about critical, it's inappropriate and unhealthy to put the other person down. So being critical doesn't mean calling somebody names and belittling them and shaming them. Part of what is important in this particular area, being able to argue and criticize each other, is communication style. A healthy communication style uses I statements. I feel angry when you do yard work and leave all the tools all over the place when you're finished. You know, put things away. I feel angry about that. It is a criticism. It may even become an argument. Using the word you becomes very critical because it is an attack word. You make me angry when you do that. You're at fault for my anger because I have an expectation that you put everything away when you're done. And the reality is the only reason I am angry is because of my own expectation. So it's okay that I'm angry, but if I say you make me angry, I'm blaming you for my anger. I feel is very different. I feel angry when? I feel angry when you bring mud in the house on your shoes and you don't take them off and you're walking all over the place. I feel angry about that. I feel angry when you say you're going to be home at 6:30 and it's 7:45 and you haven't called me to let me know you're running late. Being angry with someone you love doesn't mean that you're going to leave them. Having someone be angry at you that loves you doesn't mean they're going to leave you either. people in a healthy relationship have different needs, different likes, different dislikes, different hobbies, different friends. You see, that we are as one doesn't exist. I am me, and you are you, and we are us. So I have some friends, and you have some friends, and we have some friends together. I enjoy going to my quilting circle. You enjoy going to your hunting club. And together we do ballroom dancing. I'm not going to tell you that you can't. I may disagree with what you're doing, but it's something that you enjoy. I'm not going to tell you not to do it. As some of you know, I'm a Civil War reenactor. And there are many reenactors where wives do not want to participate at all. And that's fine. But if they say to their husband, you cannot do this hobby because I don't like it, it would be like saying, you know what? I don't like brownies, so you can't eat them. I don't care if you love brownies. I don't like them. Now, I never have to eat a brownie for the rest of my life if I don't like it. And if you want to eat brownies, eat brownies. I know it's a silly analogy, but that's the way it goes. Now, if I'm in a relationship and my self-esteem is shot, something goes wrong. As a matter of fact, if anything goes wrong, somehow it's my fault, and I'm a terrible person. See, my self-esteem is not good. And when I have guilt and shame, it shows itself. Because in the real world, things do go wrong. And sometimes they may actually be my fault. But it doesn't make it awful and terrible and horrible. And it doesn't make you awful and terrible and horrible. Because we all make mistakes. In addition, you're not going to leave me because I make a mistake, and I'm not going to leave you because you make a mistake. And there are times we may make some big mistakes, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that you invested in that stock and now we've lost thousands of dollars. I'm going to leave you over that. If I do, then we really didn't have a very solid relationship. We all make mistakes, and sometimes they can be big ones. We may have a belief system that says, in order for me to be lovable, I have to be happy all the time. Well, that's an adaptive behavior. I can't be happy all the time. It's not possible. When we have four basic feelings, sad, mad, afraid, and happy, three of them being uncomfortable, I'm taking 3/4 of myself and putting it away somewhere so that the thing that I'm going to be all the time is happy. If I am to grow and you are to grow and we are to grow together, we must, both of us, be open to our feelings. All our feelings, so that we can be supportive, so that when I am down, you support me, or when you are down, I support you. Sometimes we might be down together and we support each other. And just because you are in a dark place doesn't mean that I have to be in a dark place. And just because you're angry doesn't mean I have to be angry. Or just because I'm angry doesn't mean that your day is ruined. I can be depressed. You don't have to be depressed with me. It may be that you love the dog and I hate the dog. And when the dog dies, you are in mourning and I am happy. Now, what would we do in that situation? We support each other. I know for you that you're feeling really sad. That you're really sad. I support that feeling. I'm here to listen. I'm not joining you in your sadness. But I do have empathy. Sometimes when we enter a relationship, we think that we're going to trust each other automatically and all at once. I really believe that trust is something that needs to be built. I need to see if you are trustworthy. So when I'm getting into a relationship, that's what dating is about. Dating is not about falling in love. I say falling in love is like falling down the stairs. It's an accident. Or at least an accident waiting to happen. I want to learn about you. I'm going to date you. I'm going to spend time with you. I'm going to observe how you treat other people, how you treat me, how you treat your family. I want to see your qualities, your characteristics, your faults. I want to see if you are worthy of my trust. So I'm dating is about observing. And that's part of how we build a healthy relationship. We start off learning about each other. I want to get to know you before I get to know you. I want to get to know who you are. How you handle your life. I want to see if you are trustworthy. If you are going to be the kind of person that I can lean on hard times. Sometimes what happens in a relationship, and I see this quite often with couples, is there's a belief system that because we're in a relationship, you will instinctively anticipate my every need, desire, wish, thought. You're going to know everything that I want, and I'm going to know everything you want, whenever, exactly. You knew, right? There's the argument. You knew I wanted such and such. Well, actually, I didn't know. Yes, you did. Or we set up tests. I'm going to do something. I'm going to wait for you to realize that I want flowers on Valentine's Day. And then you don't show up with flowers. You show up with a box of chocolate. And I'm really angry because I don't want chocolate. Don't you know that? No, I didn't know that. So communicating is really important. We are not mind readers. Now, I may know things about my husband, and my husband may know things about me, and we can make some really good guesses at times because we know each other, but that doesn't mean we're reading a mind or that our mind is being read. Doesn't mean that at all. So I need to take another little commercial break. And I will be back with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it.
So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor with a small practice here in Flemington, New Jersey. I have been a counselor for over 30 years and, probably almost 35 years, thinking about it. If you are interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's altarolecounselor.net. Altarole with two L's, counselor, O-R, dot net. You can go on Facebook and you can find me under Counselor's Chat. I would love for you to follow this page. That would be fantastic. And if you go on Counselor's Chat, you can see the different topics that I've done. Go on to Hunterdon Chamber Radio and download different podcasts and archive the show's corresponding dates so you can then get an idea of the topic that you may be listening to. So I would love to hear from you again on Counselor's Chat. I work with adults and adolescents and couples dealing with many issues around addictions. In addition, I work with people who are struggling with depression, anxiety, broken relationships, post-traumatic stress, eating disorders, obsessive-compulsive disorders, anger management, stress management, grief and loss, just to name a few things, codependency, adult children of alcoholics. If any of these things apply to you and you're looking to get some help, please give me a call. I am here for you. You can reach me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. So today I'm talking to you about relationships and some myths that we may have and a little bit about some communication skills. It's really important when we communicate with each other that we use I statements, using feeling words. I feel or I felt sad when you came home late for work and you didn't call me. I feel angry when that happens. It's really important in communication to also be a good listener. So listening is a huge point that oftentimes we miss, so that it escalates into an argument because I'm not listening. I have a viewpoint, you have a viewpoint, I want my point heard, you want your point heard, and we are now bantering back and forth, none of us are really listening. When we listen, it's really important that we reflect back. And in reflecting back, we say things like, okay, so what I heard you say is that you're really upset, you're angry, and you're sad that I didn't call you because I was running late. Is that correct? I want to make sure I heard you correct. Is that correct? Is there more? I want to hear, is there more? Yes, I'm really frustrated. I had a really nice dinner made and now everything is cold. Okay, so what I heard you say is you're really frustrated because you had a nice dinner made and now it's cold. May I respond? Yes, I'd like to hear your response. I can understand, because this is the validating and the empathy. I can understand your point of view, that you're angry and that you're frustrated. I can understand that, and I would be angry and frustrated too if I had put the effort into making a meal and you didn't hear from, you know, I didn't hear from you and that you're running late. I understand that. I'm feeling really frustrated because my phone died. I couldn't charge it, and there was a car accident. And so I got really frustrated because I couldn't reach out to you. I couldn't let you know what was going on. Okay, so what I heard you say is that you would have liked to have called me, but you were stuck in a traffic jam, and your phone had died, and you couldn't reach me. Is that correct? Well, I can understand why you would be frustrated, too. So it's really important that we have these conversations and that we validate each other and validate each other's experience. Now, validating doesn't mean that we agree. It doesn't mean that we have to agree. I may not agree with you, but I could see from your perspective, this is how it works for you in your life. So that may be that I'm a vegetarian and you love nothing more than to have a juicy hamburger. We can argue over it, or we can say, you know what? I don't agree with it, but that's your choice. That's your perspective. That's how you want to live your life, and I'm okay with that. So that's really important, learning how to communicate. So I hope this was a useful show for you. If you are going to do something today that is celebrating of Valentine's Day, I wish you well. I wish you a lot of love and healthy intimacy. You can download an app called Romance, and it can give you a whole list of ideas of things that you could do that are romantic. It doesn't necessarily mean going out to dinner and getting flowers and chocolates. You can do many, many other romantic things. Just sitting and having conversation with each other, planning a vacation together, talking about some of your hopes and dreams together. So again, I wish you a good Valentine's Day. I will be back next week. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. Again, please friend me on Facebook. And I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Amid rampant speculation that the president